Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
How much can a city ever be carbon neutral? How much can solar power really contribute? Well, a project based in the United Arab Emirates is trying to answer both those questions by building what it hopes will be the world's first carbon neutral city in the outskirts of Abu Dhabi. It's called the Masdar Initiative, and Masdar City is under construction today. Here to tell us about it is the CEO of the Abu Dhabi Future Energy Company, Dr. Sultan Al Jaber. He is in Masdar right now. Dr. Al Jaber, welcome to WNYC. Hello from New York.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. So tell us, basically, what is the Masdar Initiative?
The Masdar Initiative is simply a new economic development program that was launched by the government of Abu Dhabi in April of 2006. And it's to develop a new economic sector that is entirely dedicated to alternative energy and sustainability. It's a highly strategic initiative that aims to achieve a number of objectives. Some of those are to help drive the economic diversification of the Abu Dhabi economy. Another objective is to position Abu Dhabi as a technology developer rather than Abu Dhabi being a technology consumer or a technology importer, which is largely the case today. And the third objective is to maintain and even aim to expand the position of Abu Dhabi on the global energy markets, and especially in the post-fossil fuel era. And the fourth objective, which is very important and sits very high on the agenda of our senior leadership, which is sustainable human development.
So tell us, since our listeners are entirely unfamiliar with Masdar, almost certainly, what would I see if I was there right now? Is this a city that you're building from scratch where nothing exists today, or is there a city of Masdar and you're completely retrofitting it?
No, this is a green field development. It's a city that's being built from scratch.
Wow. And how much of a city is it going to be?
It's going to be, the city is a 6.5 square kilometer city, and it's going to be the home of renewable energy. We're building the city in a way that it will be modeling it after the Silicon Valley. This is going to be the Silicon Valley of renewables out of Abu Dhabi, serving the whole world when it comes to renewable energy technologies and advanced technologies in the advanced energy area.
So you anticipate how many people living in this city?
50,000 people living, working and living within the city, and 40,000 people commuting to the city.
Both working and living, plus the commuters. And how will you attain carbon neutrality?
You see, the whole city will be powered by renewable energy, mainly solar. We will not be powering the city using any fossil fuel source, so no hydrocarbon sources to produce power from. And that's how we're going to be able to achieve the zero carbon emissions from the whole city.
No hydrocarbon sources. Does that mean, for example, no motor vehicles?
No cars. It's a car-free city.
How will these 50,000 people get around?
We're introducing a new technology called the PRT technology, the Personal Rapid Transport technology. In phase one, for example, which is the institute that we are building with MIT, will be transporting the passengers using this new technology. It's a personal rapid transport. People movers.
Personal rapid transport. Is that mass transit, yeah, or is it individual transportation?
It's actually a combination, because each vehicle can take up to six people.
Each vehicle can take up to six people. So do you call for a ride?
Yes, and it comes to wherever you are, and it takes you to the destination.
And is that cost effective?
It is, yes. The way we're modeling it and the way we're designing it will be cost effective.
Where does solar come
in?
Go ahead.
You see, what you need to understand is that with the city, the goals of actually developing such a city is for it to be a benchmark for other cities, and to teach people to live sustainably, and to also teach businesses how to operate in a sustainable manner. And another objective of the city is to attract innovation and investment.
So you're going to try to change people's behavior and lifestyles, not only develop new technologies.
The city's mission is to create a prototypical and sustainable city where residents and commuters live the highest quality of life with the lowest environmental footprint.
So Masdar residents are going to be under some social pressure to conserve energy on a day-to-day basis and to live what now would be considered an alternative lifestyle.
Not really, they will not really feel the difference. They will not feel the difference.
Without the ability to own cars, without even the option to own cars, they'll feel a difference, won't they?
Within the city, they will have access to these transport systems, but they can own cars and park them on the outskirts of the city.
Where does solar power come in? You said solar will be central to this.
Yes, well, the whole city or every single building within the city will be covered with photovoltaic panels. And we're also using the BIPV, the built-in glass photovoltaics, which will also produce power. And in parallel with that, we're also putting together a photovoltaic power plant that will produce power for the city.
Dr. Sultan Al-Jaber is my guest on WNYC. He is the CEO of the Abu Dhabi Future Energy Company. And if you're just joining us, he's talking about the Masdar initiative. They're trying to create from the ground up an entirely carbon neutral city just outside Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. My know nothing idea of the weather in the Abu Dhabi area is hot and sunny all the time. So you'd have plenty of solar energy to work with. How true is that?
Absolutely. That is absolutely true.
So how applicable would this be to New York or Chicago or other places that aren't so blessed with sun?
You see, what we're trying to do with the city is to develop a model that can be replicated and transferred elsewhere. Now, in places like New York, for example, the model will always be updated, modified, and replicated in a way that we will custom tailor it for the environment that we're taking this model to.
So can you give me an example? Have you thought about New York at all, that if Masdar works on its own terms, how would you take some of that and apply it to a city of 8 million people with the amount of cloudiness that we have during the year?
Well, you can't apply such a model on a city that already exists. On a city that already exists, you could probably put together some energy efficiency measures and energy efficiency mechanisms that will be able to reduce your energy consumptions and your carbon footprint. But on a new city, it is going to be a thing that you can do.
Tell us then about the research component of the project. You said you're setting up an institute with MIT. Will this be a research community, almost like a college town?
Yes, we're building or establishing a graduate-level research-driven institute in partnership with MIT. It is totally dedicated to alternative energy and sustainability. The first phase of it is going to be September 2009. We will be accepting students from all over the world to come and undertake their master's or PhD degrees and conduct research in parallel.
Really? So we have a lot of Americans. We certainly have a lot of listeners to this show who are very, very interested in alternative energy. They think that the future lies in that, both the economic future and kind of the future of right and wrong. And so if people are interested in being students there, do they need to have a particular background?
Engineering, of course. They need to have a bachelor's degree from a reputable university with a high GPA, and they can apply to the Masdar Institute of Science and Technology that is currently being developed with MIT.
Aha. So that doesn't yet exist, but it'll exist in the fall of 2009.
Fall of 2009, exactly.
Fascinating.
The institute right now is being incubated at MIT. As we speak.
In the last few weeks, Masdar has also launched a competition, I gather, called the Zayed Future Energy Prize for researchers around the world. And I guess you're modeling after the Nobel Prize. What will this be?
The Zayed Future Energy Prize was named in memory of the founding father of our country, the late His Highness Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan. The prize will honor the environmental legacy of His Highness the president, who was a strong advocate of sustainable development. You see, there is a challenge of rising energy costs, and climate change does impact the way we live and the way we forecast energy. Now, yes, the prize is modeled after the prestigious Nobel Prize, and it will encourage individuals, institutions, companies, organizations, and NGOs to develop innovative and cutting-edge solutions. And it's another way of driving the best minds to explore science and technology and pioneer clean energy solutions.
So with the technology that you already have, is that enough to make Masdar a carbon neutral city, or will you need to actually develop new technologies at this institute in the city in order to accomplish your goal?
You see, it's going to be a journey. We are going to utilize the most advanced technologies available to us today, but it's going to be a journey whereby we'll always update and modify the current technologies that we are using.
Now, in June, you presented the Masdar Initiative to the Select Committee on Energy Independence in the U.S. Congress. What kind of reaction did you get?
As a matter of fact, I got a very positive, encouraging reaction. And based on our experience with the U.S. and the U.S. companies, we are very much encouraged to cooperate and to collaborate with U.S. research institutes and to even consider making significant investments in alternative energy companies in the U.S.
Being based in Abu Dhabi, will this carbon neutral city experiment ironically be funded in large part by oil revenues?
What better investment can we ever have is to invest the oil revenues into the future of clean energy?
Is this self-defeating in the long run? I don't know exactly how much of the United Arab Emirates economy is based on oil, but if you make oil irrelevant, then are you going to sink the economy of your own country?
That is absolutely not true. Our involvement in the alternative energy sector, to us, is a logical step and a natural extension to our involvement in the global energy markets. We've been a proud energy player, and we want to maintain that position by providing, developing new solutions of clean energy.
Dr. Sultan Al-Jaber, CEO of the Abu Dhabi Future Energy Company, which is building what it intends to be the world's first carbon-neutral city on the outskirts of Abu Dhabi. Dr. Al-Jaber, this is fascinating. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And maybe here in the north, we can't all live in sun-drenched carbon-neutral cities like the one Dr. Al-Jaber is trying to invent. But maybe we can cut our power consumption by, 30%, like Juneau, Alaska did. We'll hear the Juneau story in a minute.